Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, June 29th. Horror movies often inspire sleepless nights, but one that had its American premiere 75 years ago this week inspired something different. A new model of the universe. Dead of Night was a British production. In it, an architect is invited to a country house for the weekend. Although he's never met any of the people there, he recognizes them from a series of nightmares, which he recounts. At the end, he murders one of the people. He then awakens and realizes it was all a dream. But he then gets a phone call inviting him to the house, starting the nightmare all over again. Three British physicists, Thomas Gold, Hermann Bondi, and Fred Hoyle, were pondering the beginning and end of the universe. They knew that the universe was expanding, but they didn't agree with the idea that it had a single point of origin. Hoyle even called the theory the Big Bang as a term of derision. Instead, they thought the universe had neither a beginning nor an end. After they saw the movie, Gold wondered whether the universe might be similar, constantly starting over. So they came up with their own theory of the universe, the steady state theory. It said that matter was constantly being created as the universe expanded. That way, the universe would maintain a constant density, and it would just keep going forever. Observations confirmed the Big Bang, though, leaving the steady state alone in the dead of night. We have sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.